been here at Microphone these 10 years. And I have to say, if you're going to ask for geriatric again to this ceremony, you must have a rail on the steps. I remember when the Radio Academy started. I think it was in the 80s. And it met a lot of opposition. I think people were not quite sure what it was. I'm still not quite sure what it was. But it does a very nice lunch.
Learn a lot from all of them. I've had 20 brilliant years Portland Square, where I worked with Jono, and we did this, that, and the other, and got into a fair bit of trouble, but we got the audiences and the plaudits. I saw Chris Evans give away £1 million on the air. Wow, what a moment. I've seen the bad bits when we've had star beaters saying we're being bought, and then we weren't. And I've just worked for 14 programme directors who unfortunately got lots of great photos of them before they were appointed. You know, they've all been brilliant people like David Lloyd and Paul Jackson, Mark Story, Tony Morey, Paul Sylvester, Clive Dickens. Amazing people, an amazing career, and I am very, very grateful and honoured.
Well, gosh, what do I say? Apart from listening to Douglas Cameron and how he got into the Hall of Fame, he certainly put the shits up me, so I'll be checking my contract. Listen, a massive thank you, of course, to Arkiva and to the Radio Academy. I've been blessed in this job in many ways. Firstly, I've worked with some of the greats, like Douglas Cameron, Ryan Hayes, Simon Bates, Nick Clegg. What a creep. That was his speech, by the way. Nobody realised that was the Deputy Prime Minister blowing smoke at my bottom, and I will do the same next week. But it's been a fantastic... I think all of you will understand, whether you're presenter, whether you're management, whatever you are, you need tremendous luck. And you need a good rabbi, or a good patron, or guide, whatever you want to call it. And as you heard, I've sort of straddled two industries. And I was blessed with having genuinely a very good guide in newspapers in someone called Rupert Murdoch. I've also had a very good guide actually in radio. It's a shame he's not here, and he's been mentioned many times. I think most of you would agree with Fashion, and that's Richard Park. And if you've ever worked for him, actually they're quite similar. The Ashes start again tonight, so let's use a cricket metaphor. Richard would appreciate that. And Rupert's the same. If you're batting well, they leave you alone. Everything's fine. They applaud you as you come back with 100 on the board, whatever it might be. If you're nicking the ball to slip a little bit too much, or you're giving up a wicket, they have fairly strong views, and they know how to impart those views. And certainly when you go and see Richard, it's probably been a good idea to wear a box, if you've got one to hand, because you can get the speed at which you start to improve your innings. But what you see in front of yourselves now is hopefully what LBC is about. And I am, and I think I speak on behalf of the whole station, genuinely touched by the affection that we've had from the entire radio industry. People like Tim, people like Helen, who've celebrated 40 years of commercial radio. And I hear what you say, and again, remember, competition is great. In any industry, competition keeps us real. We try and kick you in the nuts every single day. You kick us back. It's fantastic. But what you see here is the older side, the older face of LBC with Douglas. What we have now, with the management and the ownership and genuinely the love and the affection that Ashley Tabor, Stephen Meyer, Richard Park put into it, James Rear, who's one of my many bosses at Global, it's a ceaseless line of bosses. I think they've got another one last week. But we do... Well, it's radio, they've got to find them somehow, haven't they? We do appreciate what we do. We love what we do as a Radio Academy. And lastly, I leave you with this thought. It took me a long while to get into radio, and I kicked myself for it. I had a great time in print. I never won a funny thing in print. I never won a thing in television, which, when you think I did the weather with a bouncing ball, it's remarkable, I never won anything, really. There is a recount going on. But since I've come into your fantastic industry, you welcomed me amazingly. This, as Russ just said, I will never forget this moment. Aside from having two children, this is one of the most significant moments of my whole bloody life, I tell you, it is fantastic. And I leave you with the thought of, if you don't believe in the power of radio, and I sense you will do it, if you have to convert a naysayer, look at the Financial Times of last month, which spelt out the sort of power that radio has here and has in the US. This is a medium you can do. Never mind, you can tweet and listen to the radio, you can watch telly and listen to the radio, you can read the Daily Telegraph, the Sun, you can service the car, shave, you can have intercourse, you can do whatever you like. And I've done all but one of those. Listen to the radio. You are in a great industry. I will never forget this afternoon. You've made me so grateful. I'm a relative ingenue in this game, and it means so much. Thank you very, very, very much.
I want to say a thank you to you.